This is Jason Albert. I'm a reporter for Faster Skier. You're listening to a Skype interview with Keegan Randall, recorded Friday, October 15th. A day after she announced she and her husband, Jeff Ellis, were expecting their first child next April.
Hi, I'm Keegan Randall. I'm a member of the U.S. Ski Team and the APU Nordic Ski Center team and the president of Fast and Female USA.
First off, how far along are you?
I am now at 13 weeks, so I've made it through the first trimester safely, which I'm pretty happy about.
And how's that experience been for you?
So far, I think I've been really lucky. The first 4 weeks, I didn't even know I was pregnant. Things were pretty normal. Then around weeks 5 through 9, I was pretty tired and a little bit queasy on and off, although thankfully never full on sick. So that was a little bit new to me, a new feeling, but I was able to still maintain some decent training through that. And then really the last few weeks, things have cleared up again and I'm feeling pretty energetic and not having the queasiness. So I think overall I've had a pretty good experience so far.
You know, being obviously the athlete that you are and pretty tuned in to your physiology and your, you know, how you feel, at first did you think, okay, you know, something's up, I have the flu or something?
No, I mean, my husband and I were working on this as a goal, just like we would pursue a goal in racing. So, you know, we knew we were on a, kind of a new attempt. And so I was paying pretty close attention to how I was feeling. And in that first 4 weeks, things didn't change too much. But once I did know from taking the test at home, then I knew I was, you know, I'd heard about tiredness, I'd heard about the queasiness. But it did hit me in a different way than I expected. I expected to feel tired like I would from a hard training session, and it was more like the tired you would feel from flu. It just kind of felt kind of off and kind of just icky and lethargic, and so that was different than what I expected.
When did you find out, and what's your due date?
I found out after I came back from the races in Norway, the Toppi Drisbekka series. So it was kind of exciting to get through that race series and actually have some pretty good performances there, and then come home to find out that our other goal had been achieved. We got to go in and see a first ultrasound, and the due date looks to be at the end of April, probably around the 23rd.
Great. Can you describe breaking the news of your pregnancy to your APU teammates and your US Ski Team teammates?
It was really hard to keep the secret over the last few weeks, but we wanted to get through the first trimester safely before really spreading the news. A couple teammates who are close friends, you know, they're pretty in tune with you and they know something's different going on. So I did spill the beans to a couple teammates early on, a little bit earlier on. But with my US Ski teammates, I knew I was going to be here in Park City and the timing was perfect. So my husband and I baked a cake that was half blue and half pink, frosted it, and then wrote, "We're expecting a baby," on it. And then we just kind of, at one of the team dinners, we just kind of nonchalantly put it out there and just said, "Hey guys, there's dessert for everybody," and kind of let people wander over and see it and have that kind of initial surprise reaction. And then it kind of went like a game of telephone. Like once one person had a reaction, then everyone else was like, "Hey, what's going on over there?" And they all came over. And then once they saw it, they immediately came up and gave us big congratulatory hugs. So it was fun to be able to kind of have a fun surprise for the team like that. And then my APU teammates, I actually had to kind of send them a text message quickly to say, "Hey, there's going to be a press release coming out, but I wanted you to hear it from me first. I may have been acting a little funny the last couple of weeks, and here's why."
So did your email account pretty much go full last night? I mean, have you been just kind of getting a bunch of congratulatory notes and so forth?
The response has been amazing. I mean, it's incredible how fast word spreads through social media. I mean, it wasn't 30 seconds after we had posted it that the congratulations were already coming in, and it's been text messages, Facebook messages, emails, Facebook posts. I mean, it's incredible how supportive everybody has been, and it's really fun to be able to share the good news like that.
This question is just going to divert a little bit. Reflecting on last season, how did you approach your training this spring and summer after last winter's setbacks?
I think I learned a few good lessons last season, and that was that I had just a few too many other things going on in my life that was just distracting from the recovery and the training that I was attempting to do. And I think as I got older, that was just compounding the effect. So I knew coming into this year that while I wanted the pregnancy to happen, it wasn't going to be guaranteed. So I started my season preparing as if I was racing this year, and knew that it was going to be important that I built up slowly. So I made sure I took a big break in the spring, and then started in May with some easier training to kind of rebuild the foundation and really be cautious of the energy output I was using during the day for other things, and tried to scale back on sponsor obligations and Fast and Female and some different things. And I felt like through the summer that plan was going really well. My training was progressing like I wanted it to. I felt like I was able to minimize some of those extra energy draws. So I was really happy with the progress, and I was happy with the positive results at the races in Norway. I felt like things were kind of on track. I mean, it was a slower track to my peak fitness than I was used to. It was a very gradual approach, which I think would have culminated quite a bit about this time of year. So I didn't quite get to see that all the way through, but I think I really did a good job of recovering from the fatigue and everything last year, and then coming back with a smarter approach to training this year.
Just from a psychological standpoint, I don't know if, you know, it's something Eric does as a coach or just something you do on your own, but sports psychology and sort of empowering the brain as it relates to sports performance is kind of an emerging field. Is that something that you've either looked into or have accessed to better understand how to approach your future seasons?
There's no doubt in my mind that sports psychology is a very important tool for athletics at this level, and it's something I have used on and off throughout my career, but last year really showed me how important it was going to be to take a year where I struggled and be able to not only learn from that, but then still go forward with confidence and a new plan. And so I've been working with a new sports psychologist since May, provided through the USOC, and that's been going really well. We've been able to really build on a lot of the things we learned from last year, and because the approach back to peak fitness was so gradual this year, it took a lot of patience. So really just fine-tuning, bringing the confidence back, and really honing in on what my goals were and making the small steps to kind of get towards those goals. So and now that I'm shifting my focus a little bit for this winter, I think the sports psychology is still going to be incredibly important, because there's still very much a racer spirit inside of me. And I can tell when I'm at camp already that I still, you know, want to get in and improve and push hard. And I know it's going to be difficult when the team leaves this fall to head to the World Cup and I'm staying at home. So sports psychology to just kind of focus on enjoying this year and getting the most out of this experience, and then coming back strong with highly motivated for next year.
How have you modified your training since your pregnancy?
Well, it's been an interest of mine over the last few years, knowing that I wanted to do this at some point. So I've been trying to read up on it and hear from other athletes and gain, you know, figure out what this experience was going to be like as much as I could. But because of the challenges of experimenting on pregnant women and exercise, and let alone elite athletes who do it, there isn't a whole lot of literature and things out there. So you know, most of the common wisdom says you can actually continue to train at a pretty high level, just maintaining what you were doing before, just not increasing it. So I was optimistic that I could still continue to train pretty normally and train a lot. But at the same time, this is a very important thing to me, and I don't want to risk any harm to the baby or myself. And I also know, I think this is a good year for me to not have to push it 100%, so that my mind and my body can rest a little bit and really come back strong afterwards. So we've reduced my volume a little bit and reduced the intensity of the intervals, just kind of focusing on keeping a strong aerobic capacity and still doing a lot of strength training, but really focusing on just kind of getting the body prepared for what's going to happen next spring.
Are there any specific elite athletes that have gone through this experience that you've either contacted or looked at their own specific case study?
I've definitely looked up a lot of great articles on the runners that have done it, Paula included, Kara Goucher, Lauren Fleischman. Actually got in touch with Lauren Fleischman, and she gave me some great advice. So the runners, there's certainly many cases there. Sarah Renner from the Canadian team actually had a child and came back to racing before the Vancouver Olympics. So I've had a chance to catch up with her a little bit and hear some things from her, which has been really helpful. And then, of course, Marit Bjørgen is just about, 5 or 6 months ahead of me now in the process. So reached out to her a little bit. So starting to get some good advice and just sharing some best practices to kind of figure this whole new thing out.
Well, the obvious question would be, like, for example, what are some of the pieces of advice that Marit maybe passed on to you?
You know, it's something that we get told as athletes a lot, but it's really listen to your body. And we are used to relying on tools like heart rate monitors and lactate and things like that to kind of tell us, how hard we're pushing and what zone we're in. But when you throw a pregnancy in the mix, that system is changing every week. So you can't necessarily rely on some of those outside factors. You really have to pay attention to how you feel. And you have to be honest with yourself that you want to, of course, push yourself a little bit and keep maintaining what you can. But now is not a time to bury yourself. And so if you're feeling tired, it's okay to back down. It's okay to be smart about training. And I think that's been some of the best advice that I've received so far. And I'm not going to say it's been easy because, like I said, that competitive spirit is still inside of me. And I enjoy going out and pushing myself. So it's hard sometimes to admit, okay, things are going to be a little different for me. I may have to back down a little bit. But when I've done that, then we can just be confident that everything is going as it should and we're not putting anything in jeopardy.
So it sounds like in Park City that this ski team camp is focusing on some intensity and testing with a mini roller ski tour to conclude the camp. What activities and training are you doing with the team in Park City?
Well, so far I've been able to join the team for pretty much everything. We did some double pull intervals the other day, that I was able to, I did 6 repetitions instead of 8, but I was able to get in with the group and ski. I've been doing the distance sessions together, the strength sessions together. Yesterday, they went for a long run, and I opted to go a little bit shorter and had to go a little bit slower because I feel like the altitude effect is a little bit amplified right now. But I've been able to do everything, and I'm really happy because I really enjoy getting to be with the team and still feel a part of everything. But when it comes to the races next weekend, I think that's a time for me to sit out. I don't need to push my body at that level right now. And it actually, the timing so happened that I'm going to head to Minneapolis for a friend's wedding. So I'll miss those races and leave camp a little bit early. But I'm happy to be able to join the rest of the camp until then.
So how have your, either perceived physical limitations or real physical limitations or sensations changed at all?
I find that when I start a workout, I'm definitely a little bit more out of breath and the heart rate jumps up a little higher quicker than before I got pregnant. So that's been kind of a new change. Usually once I get going and kind of get into the rhythm, things settle out a little bit and it feels pretty normal. But I have noticed walking upstairs, I get a little bit more out of breath easily. But those are really some of the only changes I've noticed. I've still been able to carry out some good threshold training and my strength is still right there. Thankfully, my coordination seems to still be intact for now. So it's still pretty early. I'm sure I'll experience some more things as we progress through the months here. But so far, it's just been small changes.
Going forward from here after this camp, how strictly will you be sticking to your training plan or the one that perhaps you and Eric came up with in the spring?
Well, from what we were really focused on in the way we were training in the spring, the focus has definitely shifted in the last 13 weeks. We went from, really preparing the body to be in top physical form and ready to race hard to now just maintaining good fitness, maintaining good strength, and good balance in the body. So, like I said, I've scaled back on my normal volumes just a little bit, and I'm just doing threshold intervals during the week. So I'm going to try to maintain that as long as I can. I'm glad that most of the pregnancy is going to fall in the winter because I can hopefully just ski a lot and kind of maintain some strength. But I won't be really ramping up and trying to find peak form.
So I'm curious, I have my next question is kind of specifically about the plan. You've talked a bit about that. I guess how has Eric begun to modify the plan for specifically for a healthy pregnancy, but also for you to be able to rebound after after you give birth to your child. So you have, you know, a positive entry into the 2017 World Cup season.
Well, this is new territory for all of us. I mean, Eric has the experience of his wife having gone through three pregnancies. She's pretty athletic, so we're grateful to have kind of that experience. But this is the first time, you know, taking an elite athlete through a pregnancy and then coming back. So we're doing our best to kind of navigate based on what we've heard and kind of what we know about how I respond. And we're being, you know, a little on the cautious side. I could probably be training more and harder than I am right now, but we didn't really see the reason to push it. So we're just trying to maintain and feel like we're confident in the base I have from the last 16 years of training. And if we just keep the body in a good place, then after the birth, hopefully things just go well and then I can kind of build back, but it's a learning experience for all of us.
So physically and psychologically, how hard will it be for you to sit out this season?
I mean, there's two sides to the story. I mean, on one hand, I can tell already we've been watching World Cup race footage here at the camp and it gets me fired up like it always does. And it's kind of weird to think that I won't be there in the mix this year and that I won't see my teammates and coaches, you know, on the road and enjoy all those times like we've had in the past. So I know it's going to be hard and it's going to get harder as we get closer to those races starting. But at the same time, after having done that for so many years now, I am looking forward to this opportunity to be back in the U.S. a little bit more this winter and be home a little bit and just take a break from always pushing and chasing after that thing. And I'm excited for what I hope will just kind of build that hunger and that fire for coming back next year. I mean, I've never felt like I've lost the motivation, but I can see that sometimes when you take something away for a little while, it just makes you want it that much more. So I'm excited for what this year can do for me physically, let my body recover a little bit, and just mentally for the next 2 years coming back.
So, you know, projecting to next year's season, what are your goals for the 2017 World Championships and the 2018 Olympics?
Well, I think next year is going to be very much of an experiment. Life is going to change dramatically for me, and that, you know, we'll now have I'll not only have the physical changes with my body and having to come back, but also having a child and having to manage that with time and energy and sleep and all that. So next year, I think we'll hopefully be able to find a good situation and I'll be able to train well and find good form next winter. But the real focus is on figuring everything out for the following winter in 2018. I am confident, you know, based on what I've seen from some other athletes that have really come back strong and quickly after pregnancy, that I hope to be in fighting form for medals at the World Championships. It'll be a skate sprint. It will be some great team events. I've always raced really well in Lahti. So I'm looking forward to next February as a good kind of goal to try to get back in good form and get everything figured out.
And how much longer do you see yourself racing?
Right now, I think a good endpoint is the 2018 Olympic season. I'm definitely motivated to try to go after Olympic medals one more time. But after 2018, there are some other things that are exciting in life. And I don't know at that point. So right now, everything's kind of focused on 2018, and I think if I make it back and make it to that, it will be an incredible journey and career that I've had. And but you never know. I mean, you know, if that goes well, it could be hard to stop at that point. So I think we'll focus on the next 2 years and see what happens.
How do you think being a first-time mom might change your perspective on racing and what success means?
I've heard from some other athletes who have gone through it that it changes your perspective dramatically in a way because you have something so much more important to care about and focus on that you don't sweat the small stuff as often in your training. And when you're only ski racing, you know, a bad workout is dramatic and, you know, an injury is a big deal. And while those things are still important, I think having a totally other focus in my life will help me be a little bit more calm about the ebb and flow of the training and the racing. And then also your training time is just not as available as it was before. So when you get the time to go out and train, you go out and you make the most of it, and it intensifies your focus. So I'm looking forward to those two things.
And you've answered this a little bit. So this question is about Mira Bjorgen. And it sounds like you've spoken to her, or emailed, or corresponded with her a bit about what to expect, and specifically about mixing training with pregnancy. Is there something that she's told you that was kind of revelatory, like, oh yeah, I can still, you know, push it, dial it back?
Right. Well, it's just been some quick correspondence so far. But she did, you know, just share with me that her training has been going really well. You know, she's been feeling good. She's been able to maintain pretty decent volumes. She did scale back her intensity a little bit to more of the threshold range. So that was just kind of nice to know that the experience has gone well for her and she's been able to maintain a pretty normal routine. At the same time, everyone's experience can be so, so different. I've been trying to, you know, take that advice and use that, but then also really pay attention to how I'm feeling, because it's tempting to go, well, it's going perfect for her, so I can keep just charging along, but I want to make sure that I'm listening to myself as well. So I'm just happy to have another elite athlete in my sport, especially one as awesome as Amarit, to be able to share this experience with, and with Katja Visnar also going through this right now, and just excited that we can all kind of swap stories a little bit, and maybe for the next person that decides to go through this, there can be a little bit more information and experience more easily accessible for them.
So what are you looking forward to as a new parent while you ski at the sport's top level?
I've always loved kids, really enjoyed being around them. So I'm just excited for to go through that journey in a very personal way and see a child develop and be able to share that with my husband and with our family and be able to share that with my kind of greater team, my family on the road, and see what it's like to have a different perspective while ski racing. But I'm really glad and fortunate that I didn't have to pick one over the other, that I can, you know, choose to start a family and start experiencing that part of my life while still doing what I love and ski racing, and I hope at a high level. So
any advice that you'd have for soon-to-be moms or those thinking about starting a family while balancing other pursuits in life?
It's pretty cool that you can continue your career and you can start a family. And right now, you know, I've been fortunate that the two are working well together. I mean, I will have to sit out some races this winter, but I'm able to train and still kind of maintain a pretty normal routine. And I really think the exercise is helping the pregnancy go smoothly. I have another friend who is not able to be quite as athletic as I am right now. We're due around the same time, and her pregnancy symptoms have been a little bit more extreme. So I don't know if that's just us being two different people or whether or not the exercise has helped me, but I think staying active and during pregnancy, which is not always commonly thought of. A lot of people think, oh, when you're pregnant, you really got to scale back and you got to be careful. But your body is pretty resilient and amazing, and it kind of wants to keep doing what it's been doing. So I'm glad that it's not only helping my pregnancy, but it's allowing me to stay sane and do what I love at the same time.
Do you foresee yourself? I mean, I'm just reflecting on the question about, you know, having a child and skiing at the sport's top level and experience, or I guess exposing the child to your occupation, which is, you know, an elite level athlete, and being able to share that. Do you, and there are plenty of models out there, but do you foresee yourself maybe staying in the sport, coaching and being able to share that with your child?
Getting to be involved in the sports world is pretty special, and it's definitely part of the fabric of who I am. So I think whatever I do after I'm finished racing will be involved in sport in some way or another, and especially the fact that my husband is involved with it as well. It'll just be a lot of exciting opportunities, and I'm glad that we'll be able to kind of start this experience, you know, with our family working together on the road and in the sports world, and then we will be able to kind of chase whatever looks exciting afterwards and do it as a family. It's just really cool to be able to share this experience. Like I said, I think it's fun to kind of experience it myself and kind of document, you know, all these things that are happening, but then hopefully help future moms to be navigate this path a little bit more smoothly and kind of know what they can do. And so just grateful for the opportunity to share the experience.
Well, congratulations again on the news, and thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. It was fun.